Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Washington's over-under for the 2025 season is 9.5. They will be 7-point favorites in their opener as of now against the Giants. They'll be favored by my math. I look at the schedule and I see right now 11 games definitively on paper right now going into the season. Of course, that's subject to change that they will be favored in. And then I've got 4 that they would be underdogs in, and probably 2 that are, you know, basically in the, you know, even pick 'em situations. This will be the highest expectation season Washington's had since 2000. The 2000 year, remember, 99, they went to the playoffs. They won the division. They won a playoff game. They were within a point of getting to the NFC championship game. And then, you know, that was Snyder's first offseason where he added Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith and Mark Carrier and Jeff George. And there was a lot of excitement about what Washington could be. And by the way, they got a ton of primetime games that year in 2000 heading into the year. So phone lines are open at 301-230-0980. Over or under on the 9.5 count, now that you've seen the schedule the way it's laid out, and we have, you know, 95% of the offseason in the books, maybe still one big swing or couple of small swings left. And then what was your biggest sort of takeaway from Washington's schedule? Real quickly on the other NFC East teams. You know, the Cowboys will become the first team since the 2011 Packers to play in the kickoff game, to play on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day in the same season. That 2011 Packers team went 3-0. In those games. They finished 15-1 that year. But the Cowboys definitely have kind of a brutal holiday season of games. You know, we mentioned it's the Eagles on the 23rd, then the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, followed by a road game against the Lions, home games against the Vikings and Chargers, and then at Washington on Christmas. That is quite the gauntlet for the Cowboys. The Giants schedule, it's a beast, especially early. I mean, at Washington, at Dallas, the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football at home, and the Chargers to open up the season. How about this for the Giants? Eagles in twice in 3 weeks. On Thursday Night Football in week 6 at home, at Denver, and then at Philly. And oh, by the way, then they come back with the 49ers at home before going to Chicago, facing Green Bay and Detroit. I mean, the Giants have what appears to be a brutal, brutal schedule. They should be a better team also. I mean, we'll see what happens at quarterback with Russ or Jackson Dart. I like their defense. I think their defense is very talented. And then the Eagles schedule, look, it's a, you know, it's a defending champion, you know, schedule. You know, there's a lot of, you know, highlighted games. They play in the season opener against Dallas. Interestingly, after that, Philadelphia's schedule is somewhat benign in terms of the profile of the schedule. They play Dallas Thursday night, September 4th, to kick off the season. And then they play on four straight Sundays, three of them 1 o'clock games. But the opponents, the week two matchup is the Super Bowl rematch at Arrowhead against the Chiefs. Week three, a playoff matchup, 1 o'clock at home against the Rams. Then they're at Tampa, 1 o'clock. And then they're home against Denver, 1 o'clock. But they've got plenty of primetime opportunities. They've got a Thursday nighter in New York. First of two games against New York over a three-game period. They play the Packers on Monday Night Football in November. They play the Lions on Sunday Night Football in November. They play the Black Friday game against the Bears. They play the Chargers on the road on Monday Night Football. And then they've got the standalone against Washington late in the season. By the way, the Eagles close with Washington on the road, then at Buffalo in week 17, and then Washington at home to finish off the season. All right, 301-230-0980. Over or under 9.5 wins, and then what's your big takeaway, either concern or thrill over the schedule now that we've seen it overall? I will go over 9.5. I think that this is going to be a team that, once again, this assumes, right, relative health and the health of the quarterback, most importantly. I just can't see them taking a big step back offensively. I think as long as Jaden is upright and healthy for 17 weeks, this will be a juggernaut offensive football team again. The biggest question heading into the season for me right now is defense. They weren't very good defensively last year. They were woeful, woeful against the run. And this year, they're just playing better offensive football teams as it stands right now. Better quarterbacks. You know, they didn't face Dak once. In New York, you're not going to get DeVito. You're going to get Russ Wilson. You're going to get Jordan Love in week two. You're going to get, you know, Herbert in week five. You're going to get, you know, whatever Ben Johnson's offense looks like in week six. You're going to get Mahomes in week eight. You're going to get Goff in Detroit in week 10. You're going to get Tua in the Miami offense. We don't know what that'll look like in week 11. Denver, obviously offensively much better last year. We don't know what the Vikings will look like at all, really, with J.J. McCarthy. You know, not to mention Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia twice. You know, last year they had an unbelievable lineup of running backs. It's not any easier this year. Josh Jacobs in week two, the rookie Ashton Jeanty in week three, Bijan Robinson in week four. You know, you get the Seattle backs in week nine. You get Detroit and Jahmyr Gibbs in week 10. I'm sure I'm forgetting Aaron Jones in week 14. And then you get Saquon Barkley twice at the end of the season. So to me, it's all about the defense. I'm not dismissing the possibility that they'll be better defensively. Defense is variable year to year. You know, so we've talked a lot about that. I don't know what to expect. I'm not impressed. I'm not blown away with what they've done with the roster defensively, but there's just so much we don't know. You know, we don't know what they really liked about the roster in terms of players that didn't even play that much. Maybe they see Johnny Newton and Jordan McGee as major breakout prospects in year two. We'll see. But that's the big question mark. I've said this a few times since the season ended. I think there's a chance Washington could be an overall better football team, but not win 12 games and finish runner-up in the division. So I would go over 9.5, and I would guess, based on the layout, I'm concerned a little bit about the net rest day disadvantage. We'll see what those final numbers come out to be versus the rest of the league. But, you know, four teams coming off bye weeks. Now, in the Denver case, Washington's coming off a bye week as well. But that doesn't set up very favorably for them. You know, going to Dallas in week seven off a Monday night game with Dallas having plenty of rest. You know, playing Seattle at home on a short week for you in Seattle coming off a bye week on Sunday, November 2nd makes rest is everything. Health is everything in the NFL, as we know. All right, 301-230-0980. Max, your big takeaway from the schedule and over or under on 9.5?
It's tough. It's going to be a lot of travel. I'm kind of, like, I feel like the floor for this team, looking at the schedule, is like 9-8. So, going by worst case scenario, which is usually how I tend to think about things, I'm going to go under, but still, like, 9 wins is my under. So I'm not going that much under. Big takeaway is a slew of divisional games to end the season. It feels like this happens a lot, even though I looked into it and like it's only the past couple years we've closed out with a divisional opponent, but 4 divisional opponents to close out the season.
Well, you close out with a divisional opponent every year.
That is true. But yeah, 4 games in a row, Giants, Philly, Dallas, and then in Philly is just going to be, it's going to be a gauntlet those final 4 weeks. And that's really when it's going to matter.
Yeah. Remember a few years ago, like they finished, they played New York back-to-back games with a bye week in between, but they didn't play any other opponent. Then they were big games, if you recall.
Oh, yeah.
There was the, you know, tie in New York, and then there was the big Sunday night game that Washington lost. There was kind of a...
It was a no-call.
You know, a bad missed call in the end zone. In 2021, and they were COVID-riddled down the stretch, if you recall, but they finished with 5 division opponents in a row.
Damn.
And I think that was unprecedented for them. They finished with Dallas, Philly, New York. That was crazy in terms of just the quirkiness of the way the schedule ended. So it's not, you know, totally unique to be division heavy at the end, but this division heaviness means we've got to wait until December 20th to attempt to exact some revenge for 55-23 in the NFC title game. And at that point, you've already played 14 of your games. And so you don't know what it'll look like. I would have loved to have seen just, again, my biggest takeaway from this schedule after the net rest day disadvantage of playing 4 teams coming off byes is that I think I just can't believe the league took the 2 Philly games and put them at the very end of the year. I would have absolutely bet big money that one of those meetings would have been in prime time in kind of the September through November timeframe. Just to get, you know, the rematch of the NFC title game out there pretty quickly. Like, when does Kansas City play? Like, Kansas City played Baltimore in the opener last year. That was the AFC title game rematch. I mean, understood it's not a division matchup and there aren't 2 of them. This year they play Buffalo in the AFC title game rematch in November. They're just very high-profile games. The final 4 teams typically get high profile. Look, week 16's high profile against the Eagles. It's on a Saturday. It'll be a standalone game. But week 18, there's risk of that game meaning nothing when you get there. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 301-230-0980. Eric in Norfolk. Eric, go ahead.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing?
I'm good, Eric.
So a couple quick things from that. So I'm with you. I think, the net rest day is possibly going to have an impact on this. Last year, San Francisco had a negative 32.
That's right.
And we all kind of know how San Francisco's season kind of went.
Right.
But I'm still going to keep us over 9.5. I think 10 is probably a good starting point for the season. I think we kind of got some benefits when it comes to weather. Schedule was able to give us Green Bay in September, Kansas City in October.
Right.
And then we've got four additional games that are either roofed or in domes. And then we got a game in Madrid. So, I mean, we can't really predict what weather's going to look like. I mean, obviously we're the NFC East, so we're going to have games in D.C., Philadelphia, New York in December, which can be brutal.
The last four games are all cold weather potential games, but you're right about KC and Green Bay. You don't have to face them late in the season where weather could have been a major factor.
Absolutely. And you know, we got two games in, 5 days to start off the season, and I'd rather have those short weeks to kind of kick off the season versus, you know, the last week of November or early December too. Kind of keeps us a little fresher.
Yeah. Green Bay, you know, has a really tough opener with Detroit at home. They get two home games to open up the season. So they're home with Washington traveling to them on a short week, but they're coming off a game against the Lions. And that's one of those where if you're the Packers and you lose that opener to Detroit, that game against Washington in week two becomes a massive game. And Washington, you can't overlook anybody on the NFL schedule, period. Just cannot overlook anybody. And the Giants, I know that I think I've been sort of bullish on them defensively in recent years. They actually haven't been that bad defensively. They just haven't had a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Kev.
I'm optimistic that a couple things. We get off to the softer part of the schedule, which, you know, September is often an extension of the preseason. So I'm glad that, at least from afar right now, it looks like our September slate is manageable. And I think that can get us, you know, on our way. To me, the schedule is a bear, but I look at it glass half full. We need to be battle tested by the time we get to those Philadelphia games late in the year. And we need Jaden healthy, and we need the roster relatively healthy. Because if we're not, I don't know how we can go past where we went last year, which was the Final Four in the NFC Championship game. I will say your rest point is a hell of an observation, because Ron and the Martys, they left us with a roster that's so limited that we have to fill so many holes.
You know how much I love you. You are just never ever going to call and not mention the roster because of the Martys and Ron.
Kevin,
your go-to. You're not wrong.
Look, here's why. We get Jaden in year one, basically, of, you know, this new regime, and in terms of the Quinn regime, and unlike most other teams that have a build, we're immediately, because of Jaden and because of everything else, we're immediately all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And so we don't have, like, these high draft picks for several years to sort of build up the roster.
Would you rather give back the NFC Championship run and build up, you know, the roster and then try to make that run next year?
I mean, all I'm saying is
the assets
weren't there to start with, and we've had to flip assets to get veterans.
I know.
And your point about rest is a good one, because we have a lot of veterans on this team, and we will until the guys we draft are the guys that are the core, other than James.
Well, look, we've got two drafts now of the non-Ron Marty party.
I love the drafts.
And we got to see some of the guys last year that didn't necessarily make significant contributions, hopefully step up and be major contributors. You know, I just think about a guy like Johnny Newton. He's picked super early in the second round. There was he was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. There were high expectations. Those guys did cartwheels when he was still on the board. And they took him even though Allen and Payne seemed like, you know, a solid continuing foundation, and they said, no, this guy's going to be special. Let's hope he ends up being special, like Sanders still was.
Lattimore, Kev, I've got to give Johnny a pass because of two foot injuries that, you know, I mean, honestly, I know, let's see what Johnny does with healthy feet. Let's see what Lattimore does with a healthy hamstring. I mean, obviously, there's so many factors. You can never know. It's week to week, as you like to say. It's so true. But I'm optimistic that we will have faced a gauntlet of a schedule. And if we're healthy down the stretch, we got a shot against Philly, and we got a shot going deep in the playoffs again. But yeah. I don't see more than 10 wins with that schedule. That's a monster.
I just would have liked to have. I mean, look, maybe the Philadelphia game on the road at the end is a big benefit to play them then. Maybe they've locked up seeding, and we're still, you know, who knows. But right. I would have liked to have seen the first Philly game earlier in the season. You know, a chance to go into, you know, whether it's at FedEx or whether it's at the link, just that big time, you know, we've got a budding rivalry here with the Eagles that started last year, and we haven't had anything like this, Kev, in a long, long time, like a legitimate big games every year for a long stretch of years. And I feel like we're at the beginning of this. And I think putting those two games at the very end of the year puts those games a bit at risk of not being as significant. I think the game in week 16 will likely be very significant. I just wish the other one had been a little bit earlier.
Can you imagine, Kev, if we're both battling for the NFC East?
Yeah.
As we get to that,
that would be epic.
Will then be phenomenal.
It would be epic. If we're both the two best teams in the NFC and we're battling twice in the final 3 weeks of the season for the number one seed, epic. And that possibility exists. But the possibility of one of those two games not meaning anything is much greater than if the first game was earlier in the season. That's all.
No doubt. And you're the probability guy. I would never go against your.
No. I mean, I'm surprised they did that. Thanks, Kevin. All right. Everybody else on hold, stay there. Over under 9.5, now that we see how the schedule lays out, we've got much of the offseason pretty much in the books. And then what's your big takeaway from the layout of their 2025 NFL schedule? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, the Washington Commanders' schedule is officially out. For the first time in franchise history, the Commanders will play 8 standalone games this season. They are the only team to wrap up their season with 4 divisional games. Only teams this season without a primetime game are the Browns, the Saints, and the Titans. The NBA, the Celtics keep the Knicks at bay without Jason Tatum. Derek White made it rain with 34 points, shooting 7 of 13 from 3. Jaylen Brown had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, and a 127-102 win. The Timberwolves closed out the Warriors 121-110. They await the winner of Oklahoma City and Denver. The Nats, they break the streak. They beat the Braves 5-4 to snap a 7-game skid. James Wood robbed Marcelo Ozuna at the wall to hit an RBI and hit an RBI double at the top of the 8th to lift the Nats to victory. They continue their series at 12:15 today. The Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 11:45 on the Fan. In the NHL, the Caps look to hold off the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. Ryan Leonard will draw out of the lineup. Connor McMichael will move to center. Ryan Leonard and Taylor Radish will fill the wing spots to round out the roster. Pregame at 6:45 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.